Students are gathered in Maryland to show off their chops in defending virtual networks and mobile devices. They're facing off against teams of professional aggressors. Middle and high school age finalists make up 28 teams in the 7th annual Cyber Patriot National Finals. Retired Air Force Brigadier General Bernie Scotch is the commissioner of Cyber Patriot National. He joins me now with the latest on the finals. Bernie, good morning. Great to have you on.
Thanks, Tom. Good to be here.
All right. So tell us about this contest. These are people that you hope eventually will get older and come into the workforce helping the federal government?
Well, federal government's a piece of it, Tom, but we regard this as a problem that transcends every enterprise in America. This is a Walmart problem. This is a Delta Airlines problem. This is a General Motors problem. Our whole nation needs a technical workforce, and certainly some of them will end up in the federal government, but it's bigger than that.
But the Air Force Association is kind of a big player in the whole games, correct?
We created this, Tom, in 2009 with our pilot program because we were concerned at some of the reports we were seeing coming out of the Congressional Research Service that showed us 28th in math among 15-year-olds, 24th in science. We see this as a national issue. We're the leading economy in the world. We're one of the most productive economies in the world. We think it's because we leverage science, technology, engineering, and math to give a better standard of living for all Americans. But we can't sustain that if we don't draw young people to these critical fields.
All right, so tell us about what's going on now. They're all at National Harbor, I guess, in Maryland, and getting ready to what goes on there.
Well, Tom, we started this off in October of this past year. It's linked to the academic calendar. We registered this year 2,175 teams of high school and middle school students from all 50 states, from Canada, and from DoD dependent schools in Europe and the Pacific. They have worked their way through some challenging online rounds. We present them with images of computer networks into which we have cooked vulnerabilities. And over the past several months, we have winnowed down this field of 2,000-plus teams to 28 survivors of middle school students and high school students. And these teams are here in National Harbor competing to see who's going to be crowned the national champion.
And so this is a simulated exercise type of thing where they are facing off against, it's like a black hat, white hat type of program?
It is. That's a large part of it. As I mentioned, we present them with a computer network, and they're scored on how well they can harden that network. But here, when they come to the national finals competition, we give them even more challenges. Here, there's an actual red team that's trying to penetrate their systems. We don't teach any offensive techniques. We teach only how to defend these computer networks. But additionally, here we have a partnership with Cisco where they're presented with a stack of networking equipment, and they're scored on how well they can configure it securely and how accurately and how timely they can do that. Additionally, we have a cyber crime scene set up where every team is brought through this scene, and they're presented with a scenario, and they've got to identify digital evidence. We have a forensics component of the competition here, where they go into a computer system that has supposedly had its files deleted, and they need to extract information, much as a CIS investigator might try and do. So we give them a far more comprehensive experience here, and they are performing as professionals do.
And I guess the mobile device, the mobility piece has come into this whole network over the last several years. And has that become part of it also, mobility and mobile security?
What a great question, Tom. Indeed, it has. In a partnership with AT&T, these students are presented with a mobile device that has some insecurities. We know this is the mobile generation. You know, you and I were stuck on a desktop for many years. You in Peterborough, New Hampshire, I guess, when you started off and working with word processors at desktops.
Well, I actually had a manual typewriter back in Peterborough.
Okay, well, it's farther back than that even. But now it's the mobile generation, as you aptly point out, and they understand that there are security implications there as well.
We're speaking with retired Air Force Brigadier General Bernie Scotch. He's now Commissioner of Cyber Patriot National. And so what happens afterwards? You're going to have winners, and you're going to have identified a number of youths that are pretty good at cybersecurity. How can you then make sure that their collegiate careers move along and that they can maybe somehow be found again so that they can be recruited for industry or possibly the Air Force or civilian government?
Well, Yeah, and industry, commerce, public safety sector, everybody needs these experts. What we have done, Tom, is we have been at this since 2010, really, as a full national competition. We just completed this past spring our first end-to-end assessment. And to answer your question, I'll offer you some statistics. We were blown away by what we saw as to what we are doing through the generosity of the Northrop Grumman Foundation and others. We studied every student that had gone through this. We surveyed them. We assessed them. 94% of Cyber Patriot graduates go on to four-year institutions of learning compared to a national average of about 36%. More to the point, 86% of our students end up studying science, technology, engineering, or math in college, and that's against a baseline nationwide of about 17%. And then 69% of our students who have moved on to the workforce have ended up in STEM fields. And then most telling, because we're smart enough to know that correlation is not causation, we asked them how much their Cyber Patriot experience drove them to this. 87% said that their Cyber Patriot experience alone either somewhat or significantly affected their choices. So the answer to your question is, when they get done with Cyber Patriot, as they graduate, and we've had several students now that have gone through 4 years of this in high school, and since we started the middle school program last year, they'll now be able to do this for as many as 6 years. They move on to the workforce exactly where we want them to be. So we think, as the Air Force Association, we are addressing this vital national security issue, because if we don't sustain a strong technical workforce, we don't sustain our strength as a nation in the world, and frankly, a beacon of hope. We're pleased that we seem to be doing our part of it as AFA.
So the cybersecurity work as students can either lead directly to cybersecurity professionals, or it can also be a catalyst, that work, to general science and engineering that can benefit the economy.
Many of us who find ourselves in the technical world, I was an engineering major, and I think most people who find themselves in the technical workforce can point to some episode when they were probably 13, 14, or 15 years old that said, you know what, this geek stuff's pretty cool, and I can wear plaid and have a pocket protector like anybody can. We're trying to create that STEM moment for them. You're exactly right, Tom. We want them to be in a STEM field. If they end up being a civil engineer, we're happy about that, because we've given them that moment. But to the point of the nature of this competition, the cybersecurity workforce has an incredible appetite. It has negative unemployment. There are 600,000 unfilled cybersecurity jobs worldwide right now. We find that we're losing probably somewhere about $800 billion a year annually to cybercrime. We need to address that problem. This takes innovation, and you can't take someone who's a senior in college and say, you know what, maybe you ought to major in something like cybersecurity. We have found we need to reach them in high school, and now we've found that we need to reach them in middle school, because many, by the time they reach high school, have decided that STEM is maybe not for them. And we're rolling out our elementary school cyber education initiative this year to try and stimulate even younger children. And who knows, Tom, maybe I'll be here next year announcing our in vitro cyber education.
Well, maybe so. You can check them out with a slide rule if that's the case.
There you go.
All right. Retired Air Force Brigadier General Bernie Scotch is Commissioner of Cyber Patriot National. Thanks so much for joining me.
Tom, it's my pleasure. Good luck to you.